The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. One step closer to bringing more milk options back to schools. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. A key piece of legislation aimed at growing healthier kids in America's classrooms just took a huge step toward becoming law. Here's Eric Pfeiffer.
That's right, CJ. Both the U.S. House and Senate have now passed the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, which takes an important step toward offering children more choice in their school lunch.
It would amend the National School Lunch Act so that schools may offer whole milk, 2% milk, 1% milk, fat-free milk, flavored or unflavored.
Farm Bureau economist Danny Munch says the change doesn't mandate whole milk per se.
It simply restores the option for schools to serve that if they choose, and it also expands demand for butterfat in the dairy industry, which boosts prices during a time of acute need.
Once the bill has President Trump's signature, the Department of Agriculture will get to work on implementation.
Once the bill is signed, the USDA, through its Food and Nutrition Service, will issue updated guidance and regulations that reflect the new statutory authority. Individual school districts will then decide if and when to offer whole milk or 2% milk in their cafeteria menus. Many school districts adjust those menus between semesters on an annual cycle, so adoption could occur within the start of the new year or months later when they set up for next year.
And Munch says this legislation is very good news for dairy farmers.
For dairy farmers, the benefits will mirror how many districts adopt whole or 2% milk. The more that do, the higher demand for butterfat, which builds positive price pressure for milk prices. We are really excited to get this cross finish line, and this is something Farm Bureau has been pushing for since these changes were made to school lunch programs.
If you want more information, search whole milk at fb.org. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
It's a known fact that some seed companies appreciate your business so much that they have you sign a contract to lock in your orders for years. In other words, you're stuck with them. Seed Genetics Direct doesn't waste paper on contracts. To show their appreciation, Seed Genetics Direct does things like sell seed at a fair price, shake your hand and say thank you. Do business once with Seed Genetics Direct and you'll want to buy from them over and over again. Value knowledge, performance, and no contracts. It's in their genetics. Genetics Direct.
Attention farmers, Jim and Jody Johnson are retiring and their premium equipment is heading to Purple Waves December 30th Ag Auction. Don't miss their 2024 John Deere ExactEmerge 1775 NT Planter and 2019 John Deere S760 Combine. This retirement auction features well-maintained machinery that's been part of a successful farming operation with equipment located in Osage, Iowa. Everything sells. Absolute no reserve to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com for details. Purple Wave Auction, straight, simple, sold.
Hi. I'm Lane Greaser from Montcalm County, Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Mild air continues to surge northward. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. Slowly but surely through the day today, warmer air will try and climb up through Michigan. Now, it's not going to be a runaway to the upside with very, very warm temperatures. It's going to be, I think, held in check by the snowpack that we have, the snow cover that we have across the state. But still, we're seeing these temperatures warm up, and are going to turn out quite mild through the day tomorrow. That quite mild surge will also come with some rain. Scattered hit and miss rain showers right away after sunrise, but I think the bigger, more organized stuff will come in midday afternoon. And then the big question will be, does moisture outrun the cold air? Because there's a huge crash in temperatures that happens tomorrow evening. And if there's still moisture here, rain can end as snow. So that's what we're going to be watching through the day tomorrow. In any case, liquid equivalent precipitation out of this event, anywhere from 1/4 to 1 inch across Michigan. Brutally cold behind this. Think back to Monday's temperatures for Friday. We even can see a little bit of lake effect, cloud cover, and flurry action. But as quick as that cold air comes in, we start to moderate temperatures again for Saturday. Do see some snow showers coming together across the UP Saturday, but nothing farther south. Sunday is a little bit on the cooler side, and then next week, quite mild. Your Christmas day is going to be warm and maybe even feature a little bit of rain. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
Looking back at Tuesday's grain markets, here's Andy Eubank and Mike Castle. With StoneX, they spoke at the close of trade Tuesday.
Markets lower again on Tuesday from the jump. First, the downside leader, the wheat market, then beans joined with near dime losses. So we do see weakness across the board, corn, soybeans, and wheat. And Mike, are we in the middle of the holiday malaise, as we like to call it, or has volume actually picked up here in the last few hours?
Yeah, I think that's kind of a perfect summation of what's going on. Not a ton of fresh news out today either. I think a lot of the selling pressures just kind of spill over from the outside markets. You're seeing crude oil trade down to its lowest level since early 2021. Kind of most of the focus in the market on the macro side of things today, with the big feature this morning being some delayed jobs numbers that finally came out, non-farm payrolls being kind of the big one that everyone was waiting for here. And I mean, it's still kind of the government just playing catch up from the shutdown. So overall, I mean, here we are in the holiday lull, so to speak, without much fresh, you know, positive fodder out there. And it just seems like that selling pressure is piling on.
Once again, Mike Castle with StoneX. Settlements from Tuesday, March corn down 3.25 to 436.5. May corn also 3.25 lower, 444.5. January soybeans falling 9 cents to 10.62¾. March beans 9.5 lower, 10.71¾. And March wheat dropping 11.25 to 509.5. February live cattle 15 cents higher at 230.70. And February lean hogs gaining 92 cents at 84.77. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.